Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thanks for joining me. It's your host, Purpose Vision, and you're listening to All Things Real Estate right here on Blog Talk Radio. The guest call-in number is 347-215-8667. Thanks for joining me tonight, guys. I'm going to be talking about Gary Keller's book. It's actually Gary Keller with Dave Jenkins and Jay Papasan. It's called The Millionaire Real Estate Agent. And this is a great book. It was a national bestseller. I am not quite finished reading it. I'm kind of in the middle of the book, which is where I'm actually going to be reading from. And it's some points to remember when you think a million, okay? Gary Keller, I don't know if you all have heard of Keller Williams Realty, but it's a huge firm here in Atlanta. And Gary Keller, the author of the book, he's also the founder of that firm, Keller Williams. And they do a lot of business here in Atlanta. So obviously a very smart guy, and the book is very interesting. I read a lot. I read a wide range of things. I like some self-help. I like some business, you know, books like this, and I like some novels. It just depends, because remember I was telling you guys, if you listen to Mental Note, I was telling you that I read Corinne Steffens, The Girl Superhead, you know, so I it's a variety of things that I enjoy reading. So at any rate, points to remember when you think a million, as said by Gary Keller. This is real interesting. Principles that you can apply in your life, whether you're a realtor or not, it really doesn't matter, because these are just basic principles. You know, if you're reaching for the next level, you're headed that way. As we approach 2008, you know, a lot of people have things in the work. You know, it's a new year. It's going to be a fresh start for a lot of people. So you want to have a fresh way of thinking. And so here we go. Think a million. How you think matters. Thinking big at the beginning is like building a 20-lane highway for your vision of the future. Work to learn before you work to earn. That learning will more than make up for any lost time and will, in fact, earn you more money in the end. Okay, the 9 ways a millionaire real estate agent thinks is what I'm getting ready to read you, but those two prefaces right there, how you think matters. Thinking big at the beginning is like building a 20-lane highway for your vision of the future, and work to learn before you work to earn. And that right there just hits me because in the book also, Gary Keller says, one of his quotes is, success comes before money. So no matter what it is you're trying to do in life, once you become successful at it, once you worked hard enough to become successful at it, the money will come. So it's like it's one of those things where you say don't dwell on, you know, the money, because if you're doing what it takes to make yourself successful, the money will be there. Okay, guys, the 9 ways a millionaire real estate agent thinks. Think powered by a big why. Having a clear purpose, mission, or need gives you focus and powers your intent, powers your actions. Think big goals and big models. Big goals and big models, B-I-G, foster big habits early and pull you through smaller goals on the way to greater things. Awesome. Think possibilities. Believe that anything is possible and then act as though it were impossible to fail. Think action. When you are ready, anything short of action is just plain inappropriate. Shut up, get up, and giddy up. Think without fear. Failed attempts are not the same thing as failure. So never fear the attempt itself. The only time you can truly fail is if you give up or refuse to try at all. Think progress. Success is in the numbers. The quality is in the quantity. And achievement often comes to the person who makes the most attempts. Remember that. Think competitively and strategically. Treat it like a game and learn to think strategically. Winners dare to compete. Think standards. You have standards. Your challenge is to learn to communicate them clearly and to instill them in your team. Think service. Know the purpose of your profession. Articulate the details of your value proposition and deliver on it with fiduciary commitment. The 80-20 rule, remember this, is always at work, and this is for real estate agents, this is for business owners, this is for anybody trying to promote anything. The 80-20 rule is always at work, and leads, listings, and leverage are the 20% of your focus that ultimately gives you 80% of your results. So if you are in any business, you need leads. Leads are just basically prospects for your service, your business, your product, whoever you're going to sell to. Those are your leads. So you're always working at getting leads. Listings are people who do contracts with you, people who actually use your service, people who actually buy your products. That's your repeat business, guys. And leverage are the 20% of your focus. Your leverage are the people that you have working for you, people who actually give you leverage in whatever it is you're doing. That could be your admin assistant. That could be your partner. That could be whomever. Whomever gives you leverage, a leverage above the competition, meaning that, you know, you make sure that you have good, you know, qualified people on your staff and good positive people around you. So you can have leverage. All right. Bring the power of goal categories into your business life. Goal setting becomes easier and more effective when you have a consistent set of goal categories. And we'll get into talking about, you know, goal categories when we're talking about things like investing in real estate. And even when you are putting your house up for sale, you still want to have set goals. You know, in 30 days I want this to happen, you know, if it goes that long. You just want to have specific goals. You want to make sure that by this date you have, you know, the carpet installed and the walls painted, because normally, especially if you're investing, you're on a timeline to capitalize on the money. You have to be efficient, so you're on a timeline. Anyway, so moving on, business people know their numbers. No matter what business it is, you need to know what your numbers are, what your P&L is, what your profit, what your loss, be it in real estate or whatever it is. You want to know how much money you're putting out there, how much money you're getting back, and where the money in between is being spent at all times. Business people know their numbers. They know their goal numbers and their actual numbers and should know. And so they should know. The 8 goal categories of the millionaire real estate agent are leads generated, listings, contracts written, contracts closed, money, people, systems, tools, and personal education. Personal education is definitely key. Of course, that's the reason why I'm reading Gary Keller's book. I'm constantly trying to upgrade myself as far as education is concerned. I always want to make sure that, you know, I'm on top of my game. So you've got to always be studying whatever it is, whatever your craft is, whatever your business is. You always got to be putting in the work. Okay, guys? Points to remember, think a million. It's about to be 2008, guys. Are you thinking a million? Remember we talked about, too, on Mental Note, if you listened to, Wednesday or Thursday show, I was talking about what motivates us. You know, what motivates you to move to the next level, to do the next thing, to reach higher? What motivates you? And it's normally an emotion, you know, an emotion that's triggered by fear, could be triggered by love, could be triggered by money. You know, some people just, you know, it's all about how much money can I make? But, you know, the success comes before the money. And normally, you're going to be successful at whatever it is you love. I happen to love real estate, guys. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. This is all things real estate. Right here, you can give me a call, 347-215-8667. Reading from The Millionaire Real Estate Agent by Gary Keller with Dave Jinks and Jay Papasan. I know I'm mispronouncing his name. My apologies. At any rate, stay right where you are. I will be right back with more from The Millionaire Real Estate Agent. Think a million. Hi, thanks for listening. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. This is Blog Talk Radio. The guest calling number is 347-215-8667. This is All Things Real Estate with an emphasis on real estate advertising. Do you need tips on how to stage your property, how to price your property, where to advertise your property, what are the interest rates? You're in the right place. We will answer all these questions and much, much more. And tonight we're reading from Gary Keller with Dave Jinks and Jay Papasan, The Millionaire Real Estate Agent. We were just talking about Think a Million, and now I want to move into a million. Here is a quote that I find very intriguing. If a man knows not what harbor he seeks, any wind is the right wind. It's by Seneca. Again, if a man knows not what harbor he seeks, any wind is the right wind. Okay, the science of success. I guess that means, you know, stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Kind of the same sentiment there. Got to know where you're going or you'll end up anywhere. Okay, I think you guys get it now, right? The science of success. There is both an art and a science to achieving your highest potential. Did you know that? There's both an art and a science to achieving your highest potential. Now, in this book, at the beginning of the book, it basically focuses on insight and perspective, facing your fears and thinking big. You know, it's mostly studying the art of real estate success. And there again, I say success, period, because whether you're a real estate agent, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you work in an office or you work at a grocery store, I don't care what it is you're trying to do in life, if you have goals, you're trying to achieve something, this book is awesome. The Millionaire Real Estate Agent is awesome. It has tons of great quotes, but another one that I really like, it says, it's not about the money. It's about being the best you can be. It's not about the money. It's about being the best you can be. Okay. All right, guys. Now, we've seen the art. Now it is time to discover the science. So, you know, I told you about thinking, you know, thinking to create. Now let's talk about putting pen to paper, you know, making a plan, doing your business plan and making sure that you have a good grip on your money, okay? So there is four models that I want to give you. Models matter. Models are very important tools to help us achieve our goals. To put it plainly, I'm reading out of the book, models matter, and the right models matter most. If you don't know where you're going, I guess any model will do. But if you're trying to become your very best and achieve the most you possibly can, you'll need big models to match your big goals. Now that you've set aside your myths and learned how to think like a high achiever, that's what you have to do first. It is time to get down to the work of becoming one, okay? In the sales business, everyone, whether they realize it or not, is following a model. The difference between everyone else and top achievers is that the top achievers purposefully choose big models in the key areas that matter so that they can achieve their highest potential. They understand that you must be a 20%er. Remember the 20% of what you have to do, the leads generating and those things, and find models that help focus your efforts on the 20% of activities that lead to 80% of the results. So once you do the 20% of the work, the 80% of the results come, okay? One of our discoveries in working with and interviewing millionaire real estate agents is that they all seem to follow four key models: an economic model, a lead generation model, a budget model, and an organizational model. Okay, so regardless of what you're doing, you're going to need an economic model, you're going to need a lead generation model, you're going to need a budget model, and you're going to need an organizational model or mentor if you prefer. Okay, the economic model, a formula that shows you how to plug in specific numbers you'll have to achieve in specific areas to receive a specific net income. Okay? Specific is said three times in this particular model, okay? In all of them, actually, specific. You have to be specific about what it is you want. So the economic model, a formula that shows you how to plug in specific numbers you'll have to achieve in specific areas to receive a specific net income. What is that for you? Number two, the lead generation model, the specific approach you must take to systematically generate a specific number of leads. Okay, so what are you going to do specifically to generate leads for your business or whatever it is you're trying to do? Number three, the budget model, an outline of the specific budget categories you should track and the percentage of your gross revenue you should spend in each of them. Okay, so that's your P&L, that's your budget, an outline of specific budget categories you should track and the percentage of your gross revenue you should spend in each of them. And number four, the organizational model, the specific staff positions you will need to fill and the job responsibilities they will be given as your business grows. Okay, and that's number four, the organizational model, the specific staff positions you will need to fill and the job responsibilities they will be given as your business grows. So let's think about that, you know. Who do you need to hire? Is that an admin person? You know, is that someone to run errands for you? Is that someone to promote for you? Or, you know, who is that person, you know, to maybe do branding for you, to produce for you? I don't know. So just think about who you need. Who do you need to hire? And as time progresses, how many more people are you going to need to hire to make sure that you have the leverage you need to reach your big dreams or your big goals? All right, guys. You're listening to All Things Real Estate. This is your host, Purpose Vision. And I'm reading from Gary Keller's book, The Millionaire Real Estate Agent, with Dave Jinks and Jay Papasan. This is a great read. If you're, you know, you have goals in life and you are on the road to where you're trying to go and you just, you know, you need some additional help and education, you know, you want to continue with the education, so you may want to pick this book up. It's very motivating, a very easy read. I probably would have finished it by now, but normally I read a couple of things at a time. I'm also reading from an investment book, Investment 101, I think it's what it is, or something or the other. It's Investment 101. So I'll be talking about what's all in that book as well as time continues. Be sure to catch me here every morning, 9:30 a.m. for Mental Note. The last couple of days I have not been on the show, haven't been feeling very well, but I am better, so listen for me in the morning at 9:30. For Mental Note, all of your current events, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more right here on Blog Talk Radio. And guys, keep in mind that when the new year starts, January 1st is on Tuesday, I will have a guest here in the studio. I will have a very special guest, and I'm keeping it a secret. I think I'll tell you guys on Monday. Oh, Monday's tomorrow. All right, so the call-in number is 347-215-8667. I do appreciate you listening. I really am excited about my new friendships and the people that I'm meeting. It's a great thing. So, guys, just want to say thanks. And keep in mind that you can check me out, myspace.com/purposevision. You can leave messages and comments right here at Blog Talk Radio, and I will respond accordingly. And remember, guys, in all things, peace, and love. Thanks for listening to me tonight, and I will speak to you again first thing in the morning. Have a good night.